The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is, we will never quit. American Muslim 360 is number one Muslim radio station.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. We are so thankful, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, to be here this day. We are in our 19th juice, alhamdulillah. Reading of Quran, we have El Furqan 21 and El Nahl 59, juice 19, inshallah. So we are going to get started. I am your host, Latifa A. Hameen, and I have my second reader, Aisha Nasir. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. So we are going to go on and get started with Juice 19, alhamdulillah. You're
going to get started
with Aisha.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah 25, Section 3, Ayah 21. Such as fear not the meeting with us, for judgment say, why are not the angels sent down to us, or why do we not see our Lord? Indeed, they have an arrogant conceit of themselves, and mighty is the insolence of their impiety. The day they see the angels, no joy will there be to the sinners that day. The angels will say, there is a barrier forbidden to you altogether. And we shall turn to whatever deeds they did in this life, and we shall make such deeds as floating dust scattered about. The companions of the guardians will be well that day in their abode and have the fairest of places for repose. The day the heavens shall be rent asunder with clouds and angels shall be sent down, descending in ranks. That day the dominion as of right and truth shall be holy for Allah, most merciful. It will be a day for dire difficulty for the misbelievers. The day that the wrongdoer will bite at his hands, he will say, oh, would that I had taken a straight path with the messenger. Ah, woe is me. Would that I had never taken such a one for a friend. He did lead me astray from the message of Allah after it had come to me. Ah, the evil one is but a traitor to man. Then the messenger will say, oh, my Lord, truly my Quran took this Quran. Then the messenger will say, oh, my Lord, truly my people took this Quran for just foolish nonsense. Thus have we made for every prophet an enemy among the sinners. But enough is thy Lord to guide and to help. Those who reject faith say, why is not the Quran revealed to him all at once? Thus it is revealed that we may strengthen thy heart thereby, and we have rehearsed it to thee in slow, well-arranged stages, gradually. And no question do they bring to thee, but we reveal to thee the truth and the best explanation thereof. Those who will be gathered to hell prone on their faces, they will be in an evil plight and as to path most astray.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Surah 25, Section 4, Ayat 35. Before this, we sent Moses the book and appointed his brother Aaron with him as minister. When we commanded, go ye both to the people who have rejected our signs, and those people we destroy with utter destruction. And the people of Noah, when they rejected the apostles, we drowned them, and we made them as a sign for mankind, and we are prepared for all wrongdoers a grievous penalty. As also Ad and Thamud and the companions of the wrath and many a generation between them. Excuse me. To each one we sent forth parables and examples, and each one we broke to utter annihilation for their sins. And the unbelievers must indeed have passed by the town on which was rained a shower of evil. Did they not then see it with their own eyes? But they fear not the resurrection. When they see thee, they treat thee as otherwise, subhanAllah, they treat thee no otherwise than in mockery. Is that the one whom Allah has sent as an apostle? He indeed would well nigh have misled us from our gods had it not been that we were constant with them, to them. Soon will they know when they see the penalty who it is that is most misled in path. See they such a one as takes for his God his own passion and impulse. Could that be a disposer of affairs for him? Or thinkest thou that most of them listen or understand? They are only like cattle. Nay, they are more straight in path بارك الله فيك.
Surah 25, section 5, ayah 45. Hast thou not turned thy vision to thy Lord? How he doth prolong the shadow. If he willed, he could make it stationary. Then do we make the sun its guide. Then we draw it in towards ourselves, a contraction by easy stages. And he it is who makes the night as a robe for you, and sleep as repose, and makes the day as it were a resurrection. And he it is who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings, going before his mercy, and we send down pure water from the sky, that with it we may give life to a dead land, and slake the thirst of things we have created, cattle and men in great numbers. And we have distributed the water amongst them in order that they may celebrate our praises. But most men are averse to aught but rank ingratitude. Had it been our will, we could have sent a warner to every center of population. Therefore, listen not to the believers, the unbelievers, but strive against them utmost strenuousness with the Quran. It is he who has let free the two bodies of flowing water, one palpable and sweet, and the other salt and bitter. Yet has he made a barrier between them, a partition that is forbidden to be passed. It is he who has created man from water. Then has he established relationships of lineage and marriage, for thy Lord has power over all things. Yet do they worship besides Allah things that can neither profit them nor harm them. And the misbeliever is a helper of evil against his own Lord. But thee we sent only to give glad tidings and admonition. Say, no reward do I ask of you for it, but this, that each one who will may take a straight path to his Lord, and put thy trust in him who lives and dies not, and celebrate his praise, and enough is he to be acquainted with the faults of his servants. He who created the heavens and the earth and all that is between in 6 days, and is firmly established on the throne of authority, Allah most gracious, ask thou then about him of any acquainted with such things. When it is said to them, adore ye Allah most gracious, they say, and what is Allah most gracious? Shall we adore that which commandeth us? And it increases their flight from the truth.
Section 6, Surah 25, verse 61. Blessed is he who made the constellations in the skies and placed therein a lamp and a moon giving light. And it is he who made the night and the day to follow each other for such as have the will to celebrate his praises or to show their gratitude. And the servant of Allah most gracious are those who walk on the earth in humility. And when the ignorant address them, they say peace. Those who spend the night in adoration of their Lord prostrate and standing. Those who say, our Lord, avert from us the wrath of hell, for it is a wrath, is indeed an affliction grievous. Evil indeed it is, as an abode and as a place to rest in. Those who, when they spend, are not extravagant and not niggardly, but hold a just balance between those extremes. Those who invoke not with Allah any other god, nor slay such a life as Allah has made sacred, except for just cause, nor commit fornication. And any that does this not only needs punishment, but the penalty on the day of judgment will be doubled to him, and he will dwell therein in ignominy. Unless he repents, believes, and works righteous deeds, for Allah will change the evil of such persons is the good, and Allah is often given most merciful. And whoever repents and does good has truly turned to Allah with an acceptable conversion. Those who witness no falsehood, and if they pass by fertility, they pass by it with honor avoidance. Those who, when they are admonished, signs of their Lord, droop not down at them as if they were deaf or blind. And those who pray, our Lord, grant unto us wives and offsprings who will be the comfort to our eyes, and give us the grace to lead the righteous. Those are the ones who will be rewarded with the highest place in heaven because of their patience, constancy. Therein shall they meet with salutations and peace, dwelling therein. How beautiful an abode and place of rest. Say to the rejecters, my Lord is not uneasy because of you if you call not on him. But if you have indeed rejected him, and soon will he come, soon will come the inevitable punishment.
This is Surah 26, Al-Shu'ara, the poet. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are verses of the book that makes things clear. It may be thou frettest thy soul with grief that they do not become believers. If such were our will, we could send down to them from the sky a sign to which they would bend their necks in humility. But there comes not to them a newly revealed message from Allah most gracious, but they turn away therefrom. They have indeed rejected the message. So they will know soon enough the truth of what they mocked at. Do they not look at the earth? How many noble things of all kinds we have produced therein. Verily, and this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, thy Lord is he, the exalted in might, most merciful.
Section 2, Surah 26, Al-Shu'ara, the Ayat 10. Behold, thy Lord called Moses, go to the people of iniquity, the people of Pharaoh. Will they not then fear Allah? He said, O my Lord, I do fear that they will charge me with falsehood. My breast will be straitened, and my speech may not go smoothly. So send unto Aaron. And further, they have a charge of crime against me, and I fear they may slay me. Allah said, by no means, proceed then, both of you, with our signs. We are with you and will listen to your call. So go forth, both of you, to Fir'aun and say, we have been sent by the Lord and cherisher of the world. Send thou with us the children of Israel. Fir'aun said, did we not cherish thee as a child among us? And didst not thou not stay in our midst many years of thy life? And thou didst a deed of thine which thou knowest. Thou didst, and thou art an ungrateful wretch. Moses said, I did it then when I was in error. So I fled from you all when I feared you. But my Lord has since invested me with judgment and wisdom and appointed me as one of the messengers. And this is the favor for which thou doest reproach me, that thou hast enslaved the children of Israel. Pharaoh said, and what is the Lord and cherisher of the world? Moses said, the Lord and cherisher of the heavens and the earth and all between, if you want to be quite sure. Pharaoh said to those around, do you not listen to what he says? Moses said, your Lord and the Lord of your fathers from the beginning. Pharaoh said, truly, your messenger who has been sent to you is a veritable madman. Moses said, Lord of the east and the west and all between, if you only had sense. Pharaoh said, if thou do put forth any god other than me, I will certainly put thee in prison. Moses said, even if I showed you something clear and convincing? Pharaoh said, show it then if thou tell the truth. So Moses drew his rod, and behold, it was a serpent, plain for all to see. And he drew out his hand, and behold, it was white to all beholders. Baruch Allah Lazi.
Surah 26, section 3, ayah 34. Barun said to the chiefs around him, "This is indeed a sorcerer well-versed. His plan is to get you out of your land by his sorcery. Then what is it, ye counsel?" They said, "Keep him and his brother in suspense for a while and dispatch to the city to collect and bring up to thee all our sorcerers well-versed." So the sorcerers were got together for the appointment of a day well-known. And the people were told, "Are ye now assembled? That we may follow the sorcerers in religion if they win." So when the sorcerers arrived, they said to Pharaoh, "Of course, shall we have a suitable reward if we win?" He said, "Yea, and more, for you shall in that case be raised to post nearest to my person." Moses said to them, "Throw ye that which ye are about to throw." So they threw their ropes and their rods and said, "By the might of Pharaoh, it is we who will certainly win." Then Moses threw his rod, when, behold, it straightway swallows up all the falsehoods which they fake. Then did the sorcerers fall down prostrate in adoration, saying, "We believe in the Lord of the world." Sister, was that a prostration at Ayah 46?
That was, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Ayah 47, saying, "We believe in the Lord of the world, the Lord of Moses and Aaron." Said Pharaoh, "Believe ye in him before I give you permission? Surely he is your leader who has taught you sorcery, but soon shall you know. Be sure I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will cause you all to die on the cross." They said, "No matter for us, we shall but return to our Lord. Only our desire is that our Lord, that we may become foremost among the believers."
Section 4, Surah 26,
Ayah 37.
By inspiration, we told Moses, "Travel by night with my servants, for surely you shall be pursued." And Pharaoh once sent heralds to all the cities, saying, "These Israelites are but a small band, and they are raging furiously against us. But we are a multitude, ample for one. So we expel them from garden springs, treasures, and every kind of honorable position. This it was, but we made the children of Israel inheritors of such things." So they pursued them at sunrise. And when the two bodies saw each other, the people of Moses said, "We are sure to be overtaken." Moses said, "By no means, my Lord is with me. Soon will he guide me." Then we told Moses, by inspiration, "Strike the sea with the rod." So it divided into each separate part, became like the huge, firm mass of a mountain. And we made the other party approach it bitter. We deliver Moses and all who were with him, but we drown the others. Verily, and this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, thy Lord is he, the exalted in might, most merciful.
Ayah 26, section 5, Surah 26, section 5, Ayah 69. And rehearse to them something of Ibrahim's story. Behold, he said to his father and his people, "What worship ye?" They said, "We worship idols, and we remain constantly in attendance on them." He said, "Do they listen to you when you call on them, or do you good or harm?" They said, "Nay, but we found our fathers doing thus what we do." He said, "Do ye then see whom ye have been worshiping? Ye and your fathers before you, for they are enemies to me. Not so the Lord and cherisher of the world, who created me, and it is he who guides me. He gives me food and drink, and when I am ill, it is he who cures me, who will cause me to die and then to live again, and who I hope will forgive me my faults on the day of judgment. Oh, my Lord, bestow wisdom on me and join me with the righteous. Grant me honorable mention on the tongue of truth among the latest generations. Make me one of the inheritors of the garden of bliss. Forgive me, forgive my father, for that he is among those astray. And let not be in disgrace on the day. And let me not be in disgrace on the day when men will be raised up, the day whereon neither wealth nor sons will avail, but only he will prosper that brings to Allah a sound heart. To the righteous, the garden will be brought near, and to those straying in evil, the fire will be placed in full view. And it shall be said to them, where are the gods ye worship besides Allah? Can they help you or help themselves? Then they will be thrown headlong into the fire, they and those straying in evil, and the whole host of Iblis together. They will stay there in their mutual bickering. By Allah, we were truly in error manifest when we held you as equals with the Lord of the world, and our seducers were only those who were steeped in guilt. Now then, we have none to intercede for us, nor a single friend to feel for us. Now, if we only had a chance of return, we shall truly be of those who believe. Verily, in this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, thy Lord is he, the exalted in might, most merciful.
Surah 26, section 6, ayat 103. People of Pharaoh rejected them. Behold, their brother Noah said to them, will you not fear Allah? I am to you an apostle worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. So fear Allah and obey me. They said, shall we believe in thee when it is the meanest that follow thee? He said, and what do I know as to what they do? Their account is only with my Lord, if you could but understand. I am not one to drive away those who believe. I am sent only to warn plainly in public. They said, if thou desist not, O Noah, thou shalt be stoned to death. He said, O my Lord, truly my people have rejected me. Judge thou then between me and them openly, and deliver me and those of the believers who are with me. So we delivered him and those with him in the ark filled with all creatures. Thereafter we drowned those who remained behind. Verily, this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, thy Lord is he, the exalted in might, most merciful.
Surah 26, section 7, ayat 123. The odd people rejected the messengers. Behold, their brother Hud said to them, will you not fear Allah? I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the world. Do ye build a landmark on every high place to amuse yourselves? And do ye get for yourselves fine buildings in the hope of living therein forever? And when ye exert your strong hand, do ye do it like men of absolute power? Now fear Allah and obey me. Yea, fear him who has bestowed on you freely all that ye know. Freely has he bestowed on you cattle and sons and gardens and springs. Truly, I fear for you the penalty of a great day. They said, it is the same to us, whether thou admonish us or be not among our admonishers. This is no other than a customary device of the ancients, and we are not the ones to receive pain and penalty. So they rejected him, and we destroyed them. Verily in this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily thy Lord is he, the exalted in might, most merciful.
Surah 26, section 8, ayat 141. The Donald people rejected the apostles. Behold, their brother Salah said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? I am to you an apostle worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Will you be left secure in the enjoyment of all that you have here? Gardens and springs and cornfields and date palms, the sprats near breaking with the weight of fruit? And you carve houses out of rocky mountains with great skill? But fear Allah and obey me, and follow not the biting of those who are extravagant, who make mischief in the land and mend not their ways. They say, thou art only one of those bewitched. Thou art not more than a mortal like us. Then bring us a sign if thou speakest the truth." He said, "Here is the she-camel. She has a right of watering, and you have the right of watering severely on the day appointed. Touch her not with harm, lest the penalty of a great day seize you." But they hamstring her. Then did they become full of regrets. But the penalty seized them. Verily, this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. Verily, thy Lord is he, the exalted in might, most merciful.
Surah 26. Section 9, Ayah 160. The people of Lut rejected the messengers. Behold, their brother Lut said to them, "Will ye not fear Allah? I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the world. Of all the creatures in the world, will ye approach males and leave those whom Allah has created for you to be your mate? Nay, ye are a people transgressing all limits." They said, "If thou desist not, O Lut, wilt thou assuredly be cast out?" He said, "I do detest your doings. O my Lord, deliver me and my family from such things as they do." Delivered him and his family all, except an old woman who lingered behind. But the rest we destroyed utterly. We rained down on them a shower of brimstone, and evil was the shower on those who were admonished, but heeded not. Verily, in this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, thy Lord is he, the exalted in might, most merciful.
Surah 26. Section 10, Ayat 176. The pain of the wood rejected the apostles. Behold, Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? I am to you an apostle worthy of all trust. So fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask of you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Give just measure and cause no loss to others by fraud, and weigh not scales true. And weigh with scales true and upright, and withhold not things justly due to men, nor do evil in the land working mischief. And fear him who created you and who created the generations before you." They said, "Thou art only one of those bewitched. Thou art no more than a mortal like us, and indeed we think thou art a liar. Now cause a piece of the sky to fall on us if thou art truthful." But they rejected him. Then the punishment of a day of overshadowing gloom seized them, and that was a penalty of a great day. Verily, and this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, thy Lord is he that exalted in might, most merciful.
Surah 26, section 11, ayah 192. Verily, this is a revelation from the Lord of the world. With it came down the spirit of faith and truth to thy heart and mind, that thou mayest admonish in the perspicuous Arabic tongue. Without doubt, it is announced in the revealed books of former peoples. Is it not a sign to them that the learned of the children of Israel knew it as true? Had we revealed it to any of the non-Arabs, and had he recited it to them, they would not have believed in it. Thus have we caused it to enter the hearts of the sinners. They will not believe in it until they see the grievous penalty. But the penalty will come to them of a sudden while they perceive it not. Then they will say, shall we be respited? Do they then ask for our penalty to be sent on? Seest thou, if we do let them enjoy this life for a few years, yet there comes to them at length the punishment which they were promised. It will profit them not that they enjoyed this life. Never did we destroy a population, but had its warners by way of reminder, and we never are unjust. No evil ones have brought down this revelation. It would neither suit them, nor would they be able to produce it. Indeed, they have been removed far from even a chance of hearing it. So call not on any other God with Allah, or thou wilt be among those under the penalty. And admonish thy nearest kinsmen, and lower thy wing to the believers who follow thee. Then, if they disobey thee, say, I am free of responsibility for what ye do. And put thy trust on the Exalted in Might, the Merciful, who seeth thee standing forth in prayer, and thy movements among those who prostrate themselves. For it is He who heareth and knoweth all things. Shall I inform you, O people, on whom it is that the evil ones descend? They descend on every lying, wicked person, into whose ears they pour hearsay, vanity, and most of them are liars. And the poets, it is those straying in evil who follow them. Thou not that they wander distractedly in every valley, and that they say what they practice not. Except those who believe, work righteousness, engage much in the remembrance of Allah, and defend themselves only after they are unjustly attacked. And soon will the unjust assailants know what vicissitude their affairs will take. Sadaqallahu alaihi wasallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Surah 27 Gnomes or the Ants In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful These are the verses of the Quran, a book that makes things clear, a guide and glad tidings for the believers, those who establish regular prayer and given regular charity and also have full assurance of the hereafter. As to those who believe not in the hereafter, we have made their deeds pleasing in their eyes, and so they wander about in distraction. Such are they for whom a grievous penalty is waiting, and in the hereafter theirs will be the greatest loss. As to thee, the Quran is bestowed upon them from the presence of one who is wise and all-knowing. Behold, Moses said to his family, I perceive a fire, soon will I bring you from there some information, or I will bring you a burning brand to light our fuel, that you may warm yourself, warm yourself. But when he came to the fire, a voice was heard, blessed are those in the fire and those around, and glory to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. O Moses, verily I am Allah, the Exalted in Might, the Wise. Now do thou throw thy rod. But when he saw it leaping of its own accord, as if it had been a snake, he turned back and retreated, and retracted not his steps. O Moses, it was said, fear not, truly, to my presence. Those called as messengers have no fear. But if any have done wrong and have thereafter substituted good to take the place of evil, truly I am all forgiven, most merciful. Now put thy hand unto the bosom, and it will come forth white without stain or harm. These are among the nine signs thou wilt take to Pharaoh and his people, for they are people rebellious in transgression. But when our signs came to them that should have opened their eyes, they said, this is sorcery manifest. And they rejected those signs in iniquity and in arrogance, though their souls were convinced thereof. So see what was the end of those who acted corruptly.
Surah 27, section 2, ayah 15. We gave in the past knowledge to David and Suleiman, and they both said, praise be to Allah, who has favored us above many of his servants who believe. And Suleiman was David's heir. He said, O ye people, we have been taught the speech of birds, and on us has been bestowed a little of all things. This is indeed grace manifest from Allah. And before Suleiman were marshaled, his host of jinn and men and birds, and they were all kept in order and rank. At length, when they came to a lowly valley of ants, one of the ants said, O ye ants, get into your habitation, lest Suleiman and his host crush you underfoot without knowing it. So he smiled, amused at its speech, and he said, O my Lord, so order me that I may be grateful for thy favors which thou hast bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may work the righteousness that will please thee, and admit thee, and admit me by thy grace to the ranks of thy righteous servants. And he took a muster of the birds, and he said, why is it I see not the hoopoe, or is he among the absentees? I will certainly punish him with a severe penalty or execute him unless he bring me a clear reason for absence. But the hoopoe tarried not far. He came up and said, I have compassed territory which thou hast not compassed, and I have come to thee from Saba with tidings true. I found there a woman ruling over them and provided with every requisite, and she has a magnificent throne. I found her and her people worshiping the sun besides Allah. Shaitan has made their deeds seem pleasing to their eyes and has kept them away from the path, so they receive no guidance. Kept them away from the path that they should not worship Allah, who brings to light what is hidden in the heavens and the earth, and knows what ye hide and what ye reveal. Allah, there is no God but He, Lord of the throne supreme. Suleiman said, soon shall we see whether thou hast told the truth or lied. Go thou with this letter of mine and deliver it to them, then draw back from them and wait to see what answer they return. The queen said, ye chiefs, here is delivered to me a letter worthy of respect. It is from Suleiman and is as follows. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, be ye not arrogant against me, but come to me in submission to the true religion.
Surah 27, section 3, ayah 32. She said, ye chiefs, advise me in this, my affair. No affair have I decided except in your presence. They said, we are indulged and given to venomous war, but the command is with thee, so consider what thou wilt command. She said, kings, when they enter the country to spoil it and make the noblest of his people is meanest, thus do we behave. But I am going to send him a present. and wait to see with what answer return my ambassadors. Now, when the embassy came to Suleiman, he said, will you give me abundance and wealth? But that which Allah has given me is better than that which he has given you. Mad is you who rejoice in your gift. Go back to them and be sure we shall come to them with such hopes as they will never be able to meet. We shall expel them from there in disgrace, and they will feel humbled indeed. He said to his own men, ye chiefs, which of you can bring me her throne before they come to see me in submission? Said an Ifrit of the jinns, I will bring it to thee before thou rise from my counsel. Indeed, I have full strength for the purpose and may be trusted. Said one who had knowledge of the book, I will bring it to thee within the twinkling of an eye. Then when Suleiman saw it placed firmly before him, he said, this is by the grace of my Lord to test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. And if any is grateful, truly his gratitude is a gain for his own soul. But if any is ungrateful, truly my Lord is free of all need, supreme in honor. He said, transform her throne out of the recognition by her. Let us see whether she is guided to the truth or is one of those who receive no guidance. So when she arrived, she was asked, is this thy throne? She said, it was just like this. And knowledge was bestowed on us in advance of this, and we have submitted to Allah and Islam. And he diverted her from the worship of others besides Allah, for she was sprung of a people that had no faith. She was asked to enter the lofty palace, but when she saw it, she thought it was a lake of water, and she tucked up her skirt, uncovering her leg. He said, this is but a palace paved smooth with slabs of glass. She said, oh, my Lord, I have indeed wronged my soul. I do now submit in this man, the Suleiman, to the Lord of the world.
Surah 27, Section 4, Ayah 45. We sent aforetime to the Tamud, their brother Salih, saying, serve Allah. But behold, they became two factions quarreling with each other. He said, O my people, why ask ye to hasten on the evil in preference to the good? If only ye ask Allah for forgiveness, ye may hope to receive mercy. They said, ill omen do we augur from thee and those that are with thee. He said, your ill omen is with Allah. Yea, ye are a people under trial. There were in the city nine men of a family who made mischief in the land and did not reform. They said, swear a mutual oath by Allah that we shall make a secret night attack on him and his people, and that we shall then say to his heir when he seeks vengeance, we were not present at the slaughter of his people, and we are positively telling the truth. They plotted and planned, but we too planned, even while they perceived it not. Then see what was the end of their plot. This, that we destroyed them and their people, all of them. Now such were their houses in utter ruin because they practiced wrongdoing. Verily in this is a sign for people of knowledge who believed and practiced righteousness. We also sent Lut as a messenger. Behold, he said to his people, do ye do what is shameful, though ye see it inequity? Would ye really approach men in your lust rather than women? Nay, ye are a people grossly ignorant. But his people gave no other answer but this. They said, drive out the followers of Lut from your city. These are indeed men who want to be clean and pure. Sadakullah ulakim. Surely Allah speaks.
Okay, well, we're not finished on this one. Then I'll go all the way to 59 is when we end on this one. Yeah, I'll just finish up. But we saved him and his family, except his wife. Her we destined to be of those who lag behind. And we rained down on them a shower of brimstone, and evil was the shower on those who were admonished, but heeded not. Say, praise be to Allah and peace on his servants, whom he has chosen for his message. Who is better, Allah or that they associate with him? Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth. And that concludes our Juice 19. We had Al-Furqan to Al-Nam, and that was 21 and then 59. Inshallah, we'll start tomorrow with Sister Dupreeta. Alhamdulillah. She will be up tomorrow for Juice 20, inshallah. But we are going to take a session identification break. I am your host this morning, Latifa A. Hamid, and I've had my reader, Aisha Nasir. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Abdulaziz, CWSC's board member, director of the CWSC Ambassador Programs and National Leadership Advisory Council, and host of AM360's Ma'iya Al-Kuyah, inviting you to share in the special blessings of intrafaith unity in the national campaign honoring the blessed month of Ramadan. All month long, you're invited to participate in the Return to Innocence, Sharing the Spirit of Ramadan campaign, in which Islamic institutions nationwide are being asked to include at least one intrafaith event with another Islamic organization in the same metropolitan area, and preferably with an organization that represents a new or renewed relationship that may cross cultural, ethnic, or language barriers. In other words, all of us are being asked to share time with one another in a way we may have never done before. We're asking all to work this month with unprecedented interfaith unity and unconditional positive regard and reconciliation. Examples of joint events might be praying together on the occasion of Jum'ah or another congregational prayer, one joint iftar, a masjid movie day, a youth appreciation day, joint press conference, joint resolution for city welcoming and explaining Ramadan to a joint open house, a joint day of community service or outreach such as neighborhood cleanup or food drive, and of course, the ultimate, a joint Eid celebration. The second part of the Return to Innocence campaign is reconciliation. It applies to any circumstances in which independent local institutions in the same city have suffered a breach between their organizations as a result of past grievances or misunderstandings. We are asking leaders of those institutions to meet first in private with a commitment to heal the division, followed by action to bring their entire communities together for one event during the blessed month. Finally, we ask you to share with us your event success story and photos with CWSC so we can share them with the entire American Muslim community. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Finally, AM360 may feature your community's interfaith unity success story in a national interview. Just imagine the power of all of us together as brothers and sisters, solely for the sake of Allah, during this month. Imagine what the angels will say to our Lord and what our Lord will say to us. We ask Allah's choice and blessings upon you, your family, and community. Together, we can remake the world. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back to the Quranic reading this morning. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. We just completed Juz 19, and tomorrow we will start with Juz 20. And as we know, tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib starts our last 10 nights, alhamdulillah, of Ramadan, which will be the last 10 nights to save from the hellfire. We have a caller, 810-810-610.
The priest, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum as-salam to you, sisters, in the AM 360 audience. Hugs and love to everyone. Ramadan Mubarak. Look how
Ramadan
fast it's going. Yes. Yeah. I just want to say I appreciate you all so kind, and I thank Allah that we have entities such as CWSC AM 360 being able to facilitate the believers in their daily reading. We really appreciate you kindly. Thank you so much, and have a great day, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.
And you too. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you.
504-451. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal. Assalamu alaikum. Are you there? That's the man lost. You're on mute. All right. All right. Anyone else have any comments or questions on this morning's reading that you would like to comment on? All righty. Brother Bilal, if you get out of the queue and then come back, then I will know that you're there, inshallah. All righty, everyone. Okay. So I guess he'll come back, inshallah. Here he is now.
Assalamualaikum. Well, thank you to Allah for the reading for you. It's the reading day.
Alhamdulillah.
And we all continue to stay into the book of Allah. But now, until we come back, until we go back to him. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank
you, Allah. Alrighty. Aisha, would you like to have any comments or anything on the meeting that we did today?
Yes, alhamdulillah. You know, I was just pondering on this particular section of Quran, specifically Al-Naml, the ants, and how Suleiman was able, in his great leadership, to speak to the tiniest of creatures, but at the same time, royalty, and to the queen of her own country. So what that signified to me, or signifies to me, is that a great leader has the ability to speak to the lowest and highest under his authority, inshallah. So I just really am just reflecting on that, and how the traits of leadership, as exemplified here, really expands itself in true leadership to the ability to understand and to empathize with everyone and everything under its authority. So I think that is something that I'm going to reflect on in this day, and really, you know, give more thought to that, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying to us in this section.
Thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate you. And we appreciate all our listening audience this morning that got on with us, that joined us for this Juice 19, inshallah. And again, tomorrow morning, we'll be back with Juice 20. And today is Tuesday, inshallah. So we have Dr. Baiza Muhammad. She'll be coming up. And she'll be coming up at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And look forward to her words of wisdom. Again, please tune in to Dr. Baiza Muhammad, inshallah. We'd like to say Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Have a most pleasant day. Inshallah, we'll see you back here at 8:30. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.